All right, set of the bar stories. Kelly, describe what these are all about.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Oktoberfest is fun. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a bunch of, you know, German food, beer, yeah, music, fun, all that, right? Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted for a DUI after you had already gotten a ride home from Oktoberfest from a friendly police officer, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Yeah. So this guy did the right thing, at least at first.
Right. He got a ride. He knew he shouldn't drive.
Right, exactly. He was drunk. He had been attending Oktoberfest, and an officer was like, yeah, I'll give you a ride home. That's fine. But the guy didn't stay home. About 90 minutes later, he decided, you know what? I'm not done partying. So he went out for a drive again, and not really sure why, but a different cop saw the vehicle moving very slowly, pulled him over, and field sobriety test, all that stuff, arrested now for a DUI.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, I know. When you're having fun and you just don't want it to end.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, you did the right thing at first.
Uh-huh.
You gotta ride home. That's the right thing. You should have just stayed home.
Stayed home. But yeah, no, you don't want the fun to be done.
Yeah, so again, we always say, look, don't drink and drive. Kills you, kills other people. Bad. But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting busted for a DUI after you had already gotten a ride home from the police officer.
Dang it, you were in the clear. Oh.
You're doing okay.
Yeah. That's a bad life choice.
Yep, that is setting the bar.